Hi, everyone. This time of year, this back to school season can really be hard on unschooling families. There's so much hype about getting the kids ready to return. And I know this year is weird with lots of variations on what that's going to look like pandemic wise. Yet even with all of that, when you mention, yeah, we're going to homeschool, you get the looks. Really? Are you sure that's a good idea? Or are you confident enough to do that? What if they fall behind? I could never. My kids would never. The list goes on and on, right? Well, in normal years, the kids might feel a little left out. School kids without any options have forgotten about what it was like back in May. The boredom, the repetition, the lack of enthusiasm. For some reason, at least here in the USA, the slate is wiped clean by August. And most of the kids sound pretty eager to head back to school, or at least that's what the marketing would have you believe. So you may need to help your kids create new traditions this time of year. Go ahead and enjoy the sales. Why not get new art supplies or some fuzzy socks or even a new lunchbox? They can carry all kinds of things in that. Look in the areas of the stores that are geared towards college dorms. They'll have more options for making learning environments cozy or efficient. Maybe it's time to update the kids' bedrooms with some of that. Or maybe on the day that the school bus pulls away in your neighborhood, you make a feast of a brunch that can be munched all day, platters of snacks and fun foods. Make it a party. Or maybe a movie marathon. I have a list of movies and books that don't mention school over at Pinterest, and also in the Not Back to School Unschooling Guide. My personal favorite is Accepted with Justin Long and Jonah Hill. If you have bigger kids, you might enjoy that one. I'll leave links for the Pinterest boards so you can check them out. Or maybe it's a good time of year to get away on a camping trip or go to the beach. Come back when all the back to school excitement dies down and there won't be as many people there. Don't forget to take the photos, though. We'll probably have another thread of these in the Unschooling Mom-to-Mom Facebook group. You could post them there if you don't want to post a public photo of the kids in their PJs on the first day of school. It's a closed group. I'm hosting a free webinar on August 20th at 12 noon Central Time. I'll put the links in the notes. I'm going to talk you down off the cliff if you're feeling anxious this time of year. I'm going to give the 7 secrets of unschoolers and how we approach the back to school season. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to have a recording for it, so you'll want to catch it live. And I'll have bonuses for those who join us. Oh, and I should mention, I'm Sue Patterson from Unschooling Mom to Mom. I help parents figure out how to make unschooling work in their homes, your kids, your family dynamics. That's why the one size fits all of school doesn't work that well. I can help you figure out how to make this learning experience unique and truly individualized. It's familiar to try to duplicate school. And during this time of year, there's a huge push for that. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to happen that way. My own 3 kids were unschooled and are grown now. All 3 of them are off on their own adult adventures, owning businesses, raising families. My oldest graduates with an MBA this month. So no doors closed for unschoolers. Sometimes the problem isn't really the kids, it's the parents. You're getting swept up in the marketing, feeling a little wistful about some aspect of school that you personally enjoyed, not to mention the sheer repetition of back to school season happening every August, although I know for some of you it happens in January or other months throughout the year. But it becomes this habit of that same time of year. So when we get rid of things that aren't serving us, it helps to put something in its place, like creating some of those new traditions. But maybe it's time for you to also make a list of the reasons unschooling is the right choice for your family. Think about it from your perspective and from your kids. What's your why? How about listing 20 reasons? It's also important to realize that this pandemic has had a big impact on how we unschool. The freedom of being able to set off on some adventure outside our home now has a ton of considerations to think about. And many options are off the table for now. So recognize if this is making you or the kids a little depressed. Not really really in the clinical sense, but more in the blah feeling that many families are working through. What can you do to add a little sparkle to the day? Or maybe it's time to look at self-care options. We always hear about these, but then life gets in the way. I have a bunch collected over at Pinterest too. Maybe it's time to learn to meditate or to journal or start a new walking program. It's a good life skills for the kids too, something none of us got much of when we were in school, but something we could all use. Okay, something else I want to talk about. I've always said knowledge plus support equals unschooling success, but I want to add a third component, and that's action. It's not enough to passively listen or read or watch. You have to make the changes you need to make. Putting one foot in front of the other actually will move you toward the confidence you're looking for. So you want to take action. Set a small unschooling goal for the week. Create a strategy to stop the second guessing and the hand-wringing. You can do this. You have the resources, and I'm here to walk alongside you. Reach out if you want to join my membership group. We're focusing a lot on action steps and accountability these days. That might be right up your alley. I could be your accountability buddy. And don't forget about the free webinar on the 20th. Okay, so we'll be talking more about this back to school season throughout the month. But for now, I'm going to wrap it up and talk to you again next week. Take care. Enjoy the kids.